It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, January 13th, 2015. On January 13th, 1913, it is believed that a 34-year-old Marxist revolutionary recently exiled to Siberia, who had the unlikely name of Yosif Vissarionovich Djugashvili, first used the pseudonym that would become one of the most feared names in recent history, Stalin, Man of Steel. Born December 18, 1879, in the Russian province of Georgia, he was the son of an alcoholic cobbler who brutalized him and a washerwoman who spoiled him. A frail, sickly child, at age 7 he contracted smallpox, which left his face scarred, and a carriage accident deformed his left arm. The children of his village treated him cruelly, instilling in him a sense of inferiority from which arose a lifelong quest for greatness, as well as an intense cruelty for those who crossed him. His mother wanted him to become a priest. He did well in school, and his efforts gained him a scholarship to the local theological seminary in 1894. But a year later, he became involved with a secret organization that supported Georgian independence from Russia. Some of its members were socialists, who introduced him to the writings of Marx and Lenin. He joined the group in 1898 and left the seminary the following year. By 1901, he was a committed communist and working full-time for the revolutionary movement. He was never a charismatic orator like Lenin or an intellectual like Leon Trotsky, but he did excel in the day-to-day operations of the revolution by calling meetings, publishing leaflets, and organizing strikes and demonstrations. After escaping from one of his many Siberian exiles, he was marked by the Tsar's secret police as an outlaw, and continued his work in hiding, raising money through robbery, kidnapping, and extortion. He organized a bank heist in the Georgian capital in 1907, which resulted in several deaths and the addition of a quarter of a million rubles to the revolutionary movement's treasury. Stalin, as he would soon call himself, was becoming indispensable to Lenin's communist cause. The fall of the Russian Empire in 1917 brought Lenin to power, and his lieutenants began to vie for influence. In 1922, Stalin was appointed to the newly created office of General Secretary of the Communist Party, which gave him authority over all party member appointments and allowed him to build his power base. He soon consolidated his authority so that nearly all members of the Central Command owed their positions to him. By the time anyone realized what he had done, it was too late. Even Lenin, who was gravely ill, was helpless to stop him. After Lenin's death in 1924, Stalin soon destroyed the old party leadership and systematically eliminated all opposition. For the next 29 years, whether in peacetime or in war, Stalin was the undisputed master of the Soviet state and its military might. Ironically, he held more personal power than most of the czars who had come before him, as he conducted purge after purge in a series of reigns of terror that resulted in the deaths of millions. "Death is the solution to all problems," he said. "No man, no problem." The Man of Steel himself rusted out, it seems, and died of a stroke at age 73 on March 5, 1953. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 13th. 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.